Studios. Pat and Cook, Greg Pope, John Burton with a day off, a couple days off as well. Brad Powers, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com, the Bill King link at the top right of the page. Brad, happy holidays to you. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing all right. How are you?
Do you get out and like grab a turkey leg somewhere, or are you just all sequestered there in your brain room?
Yeah, I didn't go anywhere special. Just went to a friend's house for a couple hours, watched a little bit of the Egg Bowl. Did not eat turkey, and that was pretty much it. But I did break away, believe it or not. I acted like a normal human being for once.
Well, it's one of these days it'll be beyond acting, and you will be a normal human being. But right now, you're the machine in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much longer, but yeah, sure.
You know, you keep hinting at that. I'm not going to keep bringing it up, but you keep hinting at that. I think the under's growing on this one. I think now the under by June 1st is plus 160. I'm putting it plus 160 right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to switch places here. It sounds like, you're getting better as far as setting a line.
Well, you can do it anywhere, right? Pretty soon, with everything.
I still, in some regards, Vegas is still the best. I would say still in college football. It just so happens that's my sport, and Vegas, I would still say, is the best when it comes to college football.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it how important, this is nothing to do with much of anything, but how important is it for you professionally to put out a shingle in Vegas compared to Conroe County, Ohio, where you could be just or more effective with more outs and all those different things, but that shingle says Las Vegas for the other ventures that you're doing?
It's a good question. Probably don't have time in this segment to answer it fully. Let me get back to you on that one.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, right? People put out P.O. boxes in certain areas
it's funny that yes, that is indeed the case, and a lot of people did that, and, I think a lot of that's gone away, but certainly 5, 10, certainly 15, 20 years ago, if you were in the industry, it was much more advantageous for you to have a business P.O. box with a 702 area code phone number, and a Las Vegas area code. So, yes, as always, you were on top of it.
Well, Brett, let me ask you this. I want to take a little history through things, because initially in what you were doing, obviously, with the magazine, and you were the numbers guy with that. And then, but you see the older ones, Danny Sherrill, who got a lot of play when USA Today, and a lot of the others who were finally dipping their toes into where, we are now or where we might be. But there were some trailblazers on this. I'm not going to go Jimmy the Greek and all that, blah, 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 because we all know all about that. But I'm talking about the ones that are out there, the gold sheet. I remember early on the I subscribed to the gold sheet. Well, what does it say? I don't know. I'm just going to bet on Saturday morning who I feel like, right? There were pioneers along the way that opened up that market outside of Vegas.
Certainly there was. If we're talking 80s and 90s, the Stardust opening line was, that was out of Vegas, obviously. That usually opened the market for the most part, as far as setting a line for the upcoming week, and then guys would, stand in line. And then, obviously this predates me, but obviously I'm a big guy on history, because it tends to repeat itself, and I respect my elders and whatnot. But, they would have to get it. You'd stand in line, you'd have to get a number each week. You would have to actually, it was a drawing to where you were in line, but you were able to bet like three sides or whatever, and then you had to get back at the end of the line. But, yeah, Stardust was originally up there. If we're talking newsletters, obviously Gold Sheet was super popular. North Coast Sports with the Power Sweep, super popular. The days of them, like, I'll put it this way, as far as them impacting the market and you know, setting it, those days have come and gone. I mean, that's just not me being negative. That's just me.
No, that's just, just you and I talking history. And then what, you know, with but what you did with the magazine with, you know, there. Oh, I'm drawing a blank because you worked there forever. Help me with it because I used to in Cleveland.
Yeah,
Phil Steele. I mean, I started to say Phil Street. Listen, I haven't had much sleep lately. But no, because it's the first college football yearbook that would give you the past 5 years of totals and versus the numbers on every year. Athlon, I wrote, you know, you dug it up, Street and Smith, all the others. But that was the first one that would give you actual numbers historically, and I'd never seen that in print before outside of the newspapers, you know, just run the daily line.
Yeah, so I was just speaking about for, you know, on a week in and week out basis during the season. I see what you're saying. It's more who would set the market in the off season. Certainly, Phil Steele's magazine was something like you didn't see a lot of, you didn't see season win totals. You didn't see game of the year lines, those being, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Auburn type games, until that magazine was in the hands, in the market. Now I would say this, a lot of the stuff starts, I mean, I started, my first college football bet as far as a side on a game was betting April last year. Season win totals are out in May. Phil Steele's magazine doesn't really hit until late June, early July. So I can't necessarily, do I still use it? Do I utilize it? Yes, but I have to be ready before then if I'm going to decide to partake in betting in the off season. And people are going to ask me, you know, right after the national championship game, what are you doing? Oh, I'm already starting on the upcoming season because I can't wait. And, you know, I'll be ready by September or late August. No, me personally, because I like betting it because it's very profitable for me, I have to be ready by April. You know, May 1st is my deadline to be ready for the upcoming season.
Yeah, but my point was, you know, that was the first time on a national basis you had seen something that was sort of taboo and then started to become mainstream. That was not as a point of reference for an origination of lines. Just,
Yeah. Well, I would say Jimmy the Greek would be the most important character in that. You know, the references, and it also helped that Brent Musburger was also a better and could, you know, feed. He knew how to get Jimmy. They can move. Let's just say they could reference the line on a game without really referencing the line. They were, you know, pros at that. But yeah, that they would be. I would say on the Mount Rushmore as far as, you know, being the first, bringing the, you know, the gambling to the forefront.
Well, and the NFL looking the other way. I mean, what injury reports came along and everything at about the same time, right? So. Anyway.
Yeah, in the 80s, the injury report came,
Brad's been fun strolling down memory lane. How about let's get to today? championship game, LSU, Georgia, 17.5. I don't know. I mean, I know what Texas A&M did, and that didn't surprise me, but that seems like a big number to me.
Well, I mean, it's big because, and we're going to get clarification here today or tomorrow on Jaden Daniels' status. If he can't play, it's light. If he can play and be relatively effective still in the run game, then you're right. It's steep. But we're kind of in between that news there. I can tell you a lot of the sharp guys have been all over Georgia already. That's why it's 18 at a few books, as high as that. I mean, I'm with you. I don't know if I want to be in that position, but I think I want to be on LSU, but I got to wait for you know, further clarification on Jaden Daniels, who got banged up not only on one play, but a couple of plays at the end of that game last week against A&M. If he's good to go, give me LSU. I mean, it's going to be a lower score. I mean, a relatively lower scoring game. I think they can keep within the number. Not saying that they can win, but they can keep within the number.
Ohio State, Michigan. I'm not surprised Michigan won. I'm surprised how. Did that surprise you?
Well, it stunned me. I mean, I bet Ohio State before the game, and then you watched it. I mean, first half of the game. I know Michigan got a couple big plays, but I still was pretty comfortable with my Ohio State bet even at halftime. And the fact that they, you know, I mean, got blown out. I mean, it was their worst half of football. I mean, margin-wise, in any half in any game since 1999.
Wow.
So, I mean, we're talking historic as far as them getting beat by 25 points in the second half. I mean, I just, on your home field in the biggest game of the year, we just don't see that from the Buckeyes. I don't think it necessarily is a good reflection on Ryan Day and the program trajectory. I know he's got a great record, but the record that matters is he's 0-2 the last 2 years against Michigan, and they've been physically beat up at the end of those games where Michigan has imposed their will. That's just not going to fly for very much longer in Columbus. But I'm stunned at what Jim Harbaugh has been able to do. That was a team that didn't look like they wanted to play in 2020. They were one of those schools that, you know, it clearly looked like during the COVID season that they had other things on their mind. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying that's what the result was. And then last year, I mean, they make a surprise run in the playoff. And then even after last year's, you know, the off season, Jim Harbaugh's wanting to get out of town. He wants an NFL job. Now, their recruiting classes have taken a little bit of a hit because of that, but man, on-field product, I mean, that's the Michigan football that I grew up with. That's the Big Ten football that I grew up with. That's sustainable moving forward. Running the football, play action. I just been playing good defense, fundamentally sound, don't turn the ball over, not many penalties, impose your will on the opponent. I mean, that stuff worked in 1969, that worked in 89, and that works in 2022 in that area of the country.
Yeah, kids not used to getting hit in the mouth, right? They got hit in the mouth.
No.
Michigan hit them in the mouth, and they didn't respond. The number with Purdue, 16 I saw yesterday, maybe more or less. Even that seems like a big number.
I hear you, Aiden O'Connell, with Purdue quarterbacks away from the team due to a personal matter. He's going to play, but, I mean, I'm a big prep guy. I mean, I think everyone, at least for the most part, plays hard because you have to in football. If you don't, you're going to get hurt. But where you see, you know, it's in the preparation as far as maybe you're a little lackadaisical. And if you're missing a few practices during this week, I mean, that would worry me a little bit. But Michigan's still banged up. I mean, that was another shocking thing. Without Blake Corum, they do that still. The Ohio State, Diamond Edwards, you know, can't even carry the football in his right hand. He has to do it in his left hand because he's got a cast on. Michigan, I mean, I need 17.5 to make a pizza bet on Purdue. We're not there yet, but that's kind of where I'm at there. It's not a high-value pick right now.
You got a Caleb Williams Heisman ticket there?
I do, 15-1. I bet it in March. Yeah. It makes it a small winner for me, you know. It did. I mean, obviously, Hendon Hooker would have been a big winner. That would have been the best, you know, outcome for me. But small winner. I can't complain when you make 15 future bets. You're going to go 1-14. I made 15 Heisman future bets. I go 1-14. Well, I mean, you must have lost a lot of money. Now I made a profit. So
on my decisions of life, when I go 1-14, I'm under a bridge.
So. Yeah, there you go. So I'm doing a better job as far as, you know, managing the portfolio, and I'm getting better at it. I know people think that I've been at it as far as the betting for 14, 15 years. Not been the case. And going back to memory lane, I was not betting like I am now 14 years ago. So it's only been the last couple of years that I moved more towards the betting side of things.
Well, and we enjoy it. Hey, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you next week. And tell everybody what you've got out there that people can still get to hear down the stretch.
Yep, and I appreciate that. And thank you for the unusual questions this week. I thought we'd hit every conference championship game in the NFL, but you never cease to surprise me.
Well, I mean, can I say this? I'm more into... You know, anybody can talk numbers, okay? I'm more into the history, the philosophy, the social impact now. There's a lot of things I'm more interested in than just, hey, give me Tulane minus 2.5, bro.
I like that, and that's why I do this show.
All right.
I am a firm. You can trademark this, but process over picks. I mean, I am a firm believer in that. Anybody can... you know, you want to learn how to fish or you want fish. So I prefer to teach people. But speaking of teaching, And if you do just want fish, I do got a lot of fish coming.
I like fish. I like fish. I can take fish to the bank.
Best bet. I'll have a best bet on every single bowl game. There's 40 of them.
Oh, I know.
I'll have a best bet on every single NFL playoff game, and then I'll have best bets. And there's still 6 weeks left of the NFL season. So all that, $49, bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
All right, Brad Powers. So I give him questions he doesn't get. I'm more –